WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping a report this hour. Governor Murphy is imposing strict new COVID-19 policies on all New Jersey businesses and encouraging workers to report those who don't comply. It's the latest response to the spike in cases across the state, but many business groups say the regulations are excessive and expensive, designed to discourage office work and promote working from home. The new restrictions include all workers must be screened for symptoms every day, all workers must be socially distanced, all workers must wear masks, and employers must give workers ample breaks throughout the day to wash their hands. Republican Senator Kristen Corrado introduces legislation this week in Trenton to end the taxation of masks in New Jersey for the general public. She says Governor Murphy's executive orders requires us to wear masks indoors and outside if we can't properly social distance.
All of us have been buying cloth masks and paper masks throughout this pandemic, and the reality is we are just so overtaxed in this state. This is one thing we absolutely should not be taxing. And we don't know for how long we'll be wearing masks.
Currently, masks and other personal protective equipment are only exempt from state sales tax when used in a medical setting such as doctor's office or a hospital. President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden are busy chasing votes in Florida today. Both appear in Tampa just hours apart. They're focusing on encouraging voters to turn out in person for Election Day. Five staff members at the Kingston Elementary School in Cherry Hill have tested positive for coronavirus. The school has yet to open for all in-person instruction, but teachers have been teaching from classrooms nonetheless. The infected are quarantined, each classroom being disinfected. Teachers will now work remotely through November 5th. Hybrid instruction is supposed to begin November 9th. The state approved a rate hike for JCP&L Wednesday, as well as a management audit. Board of Public Utilities Commissioner Mariana Holden says that although the utility continues to meet minimum reliability standards when excluding major events such as Tropical Storm Isaias,
JCP&L's reliability, excluding major events, reached a 10-year low in 2018.
The rate hike was reduced, but was still in the top 4%, or about $4.50 a month on the average bill. It was delayed to take effect November 2021. The New York Giants have had a player test positive for COVID, their first known positive test since the start of the 2020 season. All but four of the Giants' defensive linemen have been quarantined after one positive test, according to a source who spoke to NJ.com. Starting guard Will Hernandez is placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. The Giants also sent home the outside linebackers coach and the defensive back coach. In total, eight have believed to have been sent home. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A few inches of rain in store for Jersey, thanks to Zeta. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
No one knows.
1.5 News Time, 105. Now New Jersey, 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon, and what figures to be a wet and wild one here. We do have a closure on Route 130 on the northbound side in East Windsor. This is going to be a truck fire right beyond Church Street. So, again, 130 North in East Windsor currently blocked off. Parkway traffic a bit slow coming south at exit 129. It's a crash in the left lane. Route 1, you've got right lane repairs north near Plainfield Avenue and Edison. Still holding up pretty well along the New Jersey Turnpike and 287. And you've got a decent trip across the Delaware. Hudson River crossings, not only some road work, but also a crash just cleared from the lower level of the George Washington Bridge. NJ Transit trains up to 20-minute delays in and out of Penn Station because of Amtrak track troubles. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 106.
Bill Spadia.
So here you've got all this happening. Meanwhile, your taxes are going up. What are the leaders doing to make New Jersey better for you, for me, for all of us?
Weekday mornings on New Jersey 101.5.
Are you digging in with me?
And NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 108. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The center of Zeta's remnant low is expected to pass right over South Jersey tonight. By the numbers, through tomorrow, we're facing a grand total of 1.5 to 3 inches of total rainfall, wind gusts between 30 and 40 miles an hour, 2 feet of storm surge causing minor to localized moderate tidal flooding, a bit of snow in North Jersey tomorrow morning, and the arrival of the coldest air of the season so far. The steadiest, heaviest rain coming up this afternoon, pretty much a washout here. We should get a break in the rainfall this evening, but this evening will be the windiest period of time. And then following one more burst of rain tomorrow morning, skies will slowly clear into the afternoon. Things settle down just in time for Halloween. Your Saturday will be calm but cold. 30s, a frost or freeze Saturday morning, and then around 50 degrees for trick-or-treating Saturday afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Mount Holly, 55 degrees. North Bergen, 50. Long Branch, 53. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.